Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk take the roll?
23 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members are excused from the call of the House today. Representative Sund, Schultz, Cato, Wallace, Pierce, Phillips, Kopanen, Davis, Zawacki, and Ellis. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Barnes also be excused because she is ill.
Okay. Are there any objections? Being that Representative Barnes is ill, she's excused from the call of the House. Our chaplain today is Reverend Kermit Wilson of the First Church of God. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today with hearts full of thanksgiving for all of your gifts to us. We surely are a blessed people. You have promised in your word, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." Thank you for this beautiful earth and all that you have created. The sun and the mountains reflect your majesty and glory. As we pray, one nation under God, may we continue to pledge our allegiance to you. Thank you for the blessings of living in the United States of America. May we continue to find your favor. How fortunate we are to live in this beautiful state of Alaska. Lord, we are thankful for the minerals and resources that provide wealth. Father, bless these, our state representatives, as they continue to do the business of the day. Surely you know all things. May we have your intelligence and your understanding today. May the decisions made today be according to your will and for the good of all Alaskans, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Representative Furness, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Are there any objection as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 72nd legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 72nd day and Senate House Joint Supplement number 17.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal for the 72nd legislative day plus the joint Senate House supplement number 17 as certified by the chief clerk be approved.
Are there any objection as to the correctness of the journal before you or the supplement? Hearing no objection, the journal and supplement stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction at this time? Representative Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Back in Gallery A, a dear friend of mine from Petersburg, Alaska, Reverend James R. Berger of Petersburg First Presbyterian Church.
Yep. Representative Hoffman, you've been seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have some students down with the close-up program from the Lower Kuskokwim School District. All of them are from the village of Kasigluk. Please stand when I read your names. Juanita Charles, Annie Slim, Sheila Guest, Teddy Tinker, Nikki Hoover, Paul Andrew, Kathy Kalila, and their teacher, Shane McGrudy. Please help me welcome them.
Representative Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple of special guests. Representative Larson and I have constituents in Gallery A. Both of them make Dad proud, but the one has been on the student loan and the WISHI program and will be graduating from dental school, so Dad can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and he's smiling a lot at that. And he will be taking the Western Regional Board in Portland and hopefully joining our clinic this summer. Please help me welcome both my sons. Curtis is the oldest and Steve is second.
Any further guests for introduction? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me great pleasure to introduce some very special guests who are down here. We have several of them, our guest pages today, and their families. First, over here in the left-hand side, we have Patty Dooley, if she would stand, and her father, Tom Dooley, who is seated back there. And another guest page we have, who's seated in the back, is Mr. Joseph Pitchler and his father, Norman Pitchler. And with them, we have Mr. Art Arnold, Miss Susan Teague, and Miss Ann Tony, if they would stand.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
The Senate has approved the following citation and is transmitted for consideration, honoring the Ringstead family.
Rules for calendaring.
The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 55 Finance, thus adopting House committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 55 Rules relating to establishing a United States Navy home port in Alaska. The Senate has passed the following and it is transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 395 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the school term.
This will be State Affairs, Health, Education, and Social Services, and that would be the two standing committees.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, this brings us down to reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 64 relating to Alaska's participation in the bottom fish fisheries and other benefits from the exclusive economic zone of the United States off the coast of Alaska, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Herman, Chairman, concurring. Herman Cotton, LeVar Hoffman, and Davidson. House Joint Resolution 64 has no further referral. The Resources Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 69, maintenance of the U.S. Forest Service offices in Petersburg, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Cotton, co-chair, concurring. Cotton, LeVar, Sund, Hoffman, Davidson, and Herman. House Joint Resolution number 69 has no further referral. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 305, Transportation of Pupils, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Transportation Committee with the same title and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Ellis, concurring Kopanen, Ellis, Phillips, Hudson, and Donnelly, having no recommendation, Hanley and Grunberg. House Bill 305 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 392, Municipal Procurement of Architectural, Engineering, and Land Surveying Services, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring, Donnelly, Kopanen, and Ellis, Menard, and Boucher, having no recommendation, Davidson and Furness. House Bill 392 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 415, Agricultural Industry Production Credits for Dairy Products, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, signing do pass, Kopanen, Menard, and Furness, having no recommendation, Ellis and Donnelly. House Bill 415 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 459, Liability for Releases of Hazardous Substances, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Resources Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Cotton, co-chair, signing do pass, Cotton, Herman, Davidson, Sund, and Navar. Hoffman has no recommendation. House Bill 459 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 473, Amending the Composition and Membership of the Correctional Industries Commission, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring, Porchot, Larson, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, and Frank, having no recommendation, Adams, Brown, and Davis. House Bill 473 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 523, Procurement Preferences for Certain Products, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with a new title, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring, Donnelly, Ellis, Menard, and Boucher. Furness has no recommendation. House Bill 523 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 540, Access to an Employee Personnel File, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, signing do pass, Donnelly, Boucher, Davidson, and Menard. House Bill 540 as a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 541, Income Tax Returns and Payments, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 541, Finance with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcho, Rieger, Davis, Boyer, Larson, Swackhammer, Brown, Gall, and Frank. House Bill 541 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
The Conference Committee, which is considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 410 Resources, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 410 Resources Amended House, recommends that Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 410, an act relating to the operation of state hatcheries and providing for an effective date, be adopted, and they attached a new zero fiscal note. The report was signed by the Senate members, Elias and Chairman, Jaroff and Jones, by the House members, Herman, Chairman, Gall, and Pierce.
That'll be in your limbo file.
I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 51 by the Resources Committee, relating to the use of helicopters and snow machines in Chugach State Park.
One standing committee, Resources.
House Joint Resolution 71 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, relating to bidding on publicly funded construction projects in the United States and other nations.
State Affairs and the Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference to House bills.
House Bill 546 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for a grant to Hope Cottages Incorporated for acquisition, construction, and improvement of group homes and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, and Social Services and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 547 by the Finance Committee. An act relating to the investment and management of certain state funds and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 548 by the Resources Committee. An act relating to oil discharge contingency plans.
The Resources Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the daily calendar. Would we have a brief at ease, please? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we were about to enter into the daily calendar. Would the clerk please make reference to the first item on that calendar?
House Bill 369 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to veterans. The State Affairs Committee has considered the bill, recommends it do pass, and attaches 2-0 notes with analysis. The report was signed by Ulmer, Chairman, concurring Ulmer, Hoffman, Menard, Boucher, Martin, Donnelly, and Davidson. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcho, Larson, Gall, Swackhammer, Boyer, Rieger, Wallace, Brown, Davis, and Frank. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since we do not have 30 members present on the floor today, under the Constitution and Rule 39, all bills will appear tomorrow in third reading automatically on the calendar. Therefore, there's no motion necessary on this.
Being that the bill is in second reading and there's no amendments pending and not enough votes to move it to third reading on the same day, would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 530 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the establishment and operation of a state-operated school by the Department of Education and providing for an effective date. The HES Committee has considered House Bill 530, recommends it be as follows. The report was signed by the co-chairs Kopanen and Ellis, signing due pass Kopanen. Having no recommendation, Hudson, Donnelly, Hanley, Phillips, and Ellis. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, concurring Adams, Porcho, Larson, Gall, Rieger, Boyer, Frank, Brown, Davis, and Swackhammer. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, this bill will likewise be before us in the calendar in third reading tomorrow.
The transportation, excuse me, do you want me to go on?
Are you reading the report for that? Yeah, go ahead.
Senate Joint Resolution 58 by Kurtula and Zemanski, relating to Cordova, Alaska as the home port of the United States Coast Guard cutter Sweetbriar. The Transportation Committee has considered Senate Joint Resolution 58, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Cato Chairman, concurring Pierce, Hudson, Springer, Cato, Miller, and Boucher. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, and as a joint resolution, it requires third reading, so that will also be on your calendar, on tomorrow's calendar. This brings us down to some citations on the calendar. Mr. Majority Leader?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I may make an announcement concerning one of the previous bills. The first bill, which is an act relating to veterans, we will have a title amendment if there are no other amendments that'll narrow the title tomorrow when we're in third reading on that, so the members should be aware of that. With respect to the citations, there are two citations on the calendar today. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt both citations. The first honors Angoon Ann's 1988 gold medal C bracket champions. The second honors Heidelberg A and B 1988 gold medal B bracket champions.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citations stand approved. This brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Herman.
Speaker, may we have an at ease, please?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had completed the daily calendar and are now under unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several requests for excused absence. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be excused from the call of the House as indicated. Representative Furness would like to change a previous request. His correct request should be from 7 a.m. Thursday, tomorrow, March 24, until plain time, Monday, March 28. Representative Miller has three requests. The first from 6:35 p.m. Thursday, March 24, until plain time, Sunday, March 27. A second from 6:55 p.m. Wednesday, April 6th, until plain time, Tuesday, April 12th. And again for Representative Miller, from 6:35 p.m. Wednesday, April 13th, until plain time, Sunday, April 14th. And finally, myself, from after session, Thursday, March 24th, until plain time, Monday, March 28th.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, those members listed off by the Majority Leader are excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? This brings us down to announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Commissioner of Revenue tomorrow at 1:30 will give a presentation on the March revenue forecast in House Finance at 1:30. Also on tomorrow's calendar was Senate Bill number 56, amending and making effective an annuity program and amending to the longevity bonus program. That will be not heard tomorrow, will be canceled and held over till Monday, March 28th, Mr. Speaker.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements. Representative Ulmer.
Thank you very much. Today at noon, the Tourism Working Group will be having a brown bag lunch at room 102, and today we will be hearing about promoting the Alaska Highway. So those of you who are interested in the Alaska Highway and how to promote it for additional tourism, please join us at noon in room 102. Another announcement dealing with former Governor Jay Hammond. KJUD News and Public Affairs will be hosting a forum this Friday at noon. The public is cordially invited. Former Governor Jay Hammond will be talking about the future of Alaska and revenue options, and that is noon at the Baranoff on Friday, sponsored by KJUD. Finally, the Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Bucks will be April 16th. I know many of you who have in the past participated. I would like to know if any of you will be bowling this year. The local radio and television stations would like to know which of the legislators will be bowling so that they can give you special credit. So please let me know if any of you are going to be celebrity bowlers for the annual bowl for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Thank you.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Capital Basketball League, all the games that are scheduled for tomorrow night have been canceled. There's a school function going on at Capital City Gym, or at Marie Drake, so all the games are canceled. Thank you.
Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder to the Anchorage members that there will be no Anchorage caucus tomorrow. Thank you.
Representative Cotton of the House Entities. Will the House come back to order? Yeah. Before the at ease, we're under general announcements. Any further general announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to remind the members to retain their bill packets because all those bills will be in third reading tomorrow.
Representative Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I almost forgot. This afternoon at 4:30 in House Finance, the subcommittee, the House Finance Subcommittee on HB 401, will be meeting to discuss that bill further.
Okay. Representative Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow, Labor and Commerce Committee, or on Thursday, Labor and Commerce Committee is going to begin at 2 o'clock, not the usual 1:30. Also, I'd ask the members that are still in town to try to be there on time at 2 o'clock because at least two of the members are out of town.
Any further announcements? Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will meet today at noon for the purpose of a release of a audit in relation to the MAT made.
Any further announcements? Special orders or announcements? Representative Boucher.
Yes, this may be a bit premature, but I wanted to call it to the body's attention. Next Tuesday, the Budget Subcommittee for the Department of Administration, the House Special Committee on Telecommunications, will be holding a joint meeting, and our subject is going to be the developing telephone system that the state of Alaska has, over the past year or so, been putting in place. It's being presented as a cost saving. But the impact that this could ultimately have on ratepayers in the state, particularly in rural Alaska, could be quite significant. It also, based on the information that we have, could place the some $48 million subsidy that we're currently receiving from AT&T in jeopardy. I realize that there are much more important issues, but I would appreciate it if you could mark down on your calendar. It's at 3 o'clock over in courtroom 603, and if at least you could send some of your staff members over there for the testimony. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any special orders? Representative Gull?
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I would rise and request the privilege of the floor to speak briefly on the Civil Rights Restoration Act of 1988.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to just take a moment to call the attention of our body to some actions taken by this House in 1985. At that time, I had the privilege of introducing a resolution in support of the Civil Rights Restoration Act that was introduced at that time. And many members present today on the floor voted for that bill. We did pass it through the House, and it did not pass the Senate. But I just thought I'd rise for a moment to compliment our congressional delegation and the members of the United States Congress for overriding the President's veto of the Civil Rights Restoration Act, and to remind those of you who have not had an opportunity to be listening to the news that what the bill does is say that federal funds may not be used to fund programs in institutions which discriminate racially or on the basis of sex anywhere in their program structure. I think it's a real step forward in correcting the oversights in the original Civil Rights Act, and I'd like to thank the members for their support of that legislation over the years. Thanks.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.